It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome, Mr. Regal, big conspiracies, curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. All my sightings, government denies. Take clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to for the shack. I'm Wilbur.
I'm Daniel.
Welcome to the shack. And we're just getting it out today. Don't you just want to get one out? There you go. Right on, a man of timing. You got it out all right. That'll show the world. Way to express your anger and emotions. Oh boy! Yeah, welcome back to the shack, where you come for your truth. You come for the truth. This is your source of truth, because we're all seeking it. And nowadays, you know, there's
Thomas Massey killed his wife.
So I can't believe you just said that. No, he didn't. And I can't believe you just, I can't believe you just said that. You know, he listens to this show, right?
This is, come on and prove me wrong.
He listens to this show, and that's my boy, Thomas Massey. I will shill for him because I believe in him. I believe he's a good man doing good things for the world. And there's news about him. Again, this is new. The news is he may be appointed as our, Secretary of Agriculture?
Yeah, Secretary of Agriculture.
That's pretty awesome. It's not confirmed right now, but the only thing I can say is that what Thomas Massey has said about this article written by, what's the guy's name? Salatin's last name. I'll look up his full name here in a second because I have the quote right here. He wrote, Thomas Massey said, I've been contacted by the Trump transition team to hold some sort of position within the USDA and have accepted one of the six.
Man, the USDA is bad too.
Yeah, I know. So I'm hoping maybe he'll clean it up. Advisor to the secretary spots. My favorite congressman, Thomas Massey from Kentucky, has agreed to go in as Secretary of Agriculture. That's what this Salatin guy wrote, that's who. The person that wrote the article, Austin Horn and David Cantonese, that's what he told them. This is from the Lexington Herald. So you can look that up. It was just published on November 7th or updated November 7th, 2024. So yeah, I hope he has a role in this administration. I sure hope he does. I just care for the well-being of our fellow family and neighbors and friends and community.
Trump won.
Huh?
Trump won.
Didn't we cover that last week or no?
No.
Oh, okay. We're a week ahead, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So I think we were right on our predictions at least.
Because the last time we recorded was the election day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, he won and things are changing very fast. And I just hope I hope people on the right don't go asleep. And I hope they keep the pressure applied and keep good things happening.
Sure.
And the moment that he's already appointed Marco Rubio as like the Secretary of State, and I'm already hate that. Hate it.
Who's that?
Some guy, a senator, a representative out of Florida that's in with the big Republicans.
Do they have to be government officials?
Nope.
I couldn't remember.
Nope. They don't have to be, which is a great thing, in my opinion. Yeah, I think we need more citizens. We don't need military personnel, government officials, lawyers and crap running everything.
Secretary of Defense, Wario.
From Mario?
Yeah.
He's bad.
He's misunderstood.
No.
He's an anti-hero.
Haven't you played Wario Land? He's literally bad. He took the castle by force and occupied it.
That's what Mario does.
Mario frees the princess from the castles.
After he destroys about 10 of them.
Well, they need destroyed.
Kills the occupants that live there.
They need taken down a peg.
Same person.
Yeah, of kidnappers. Kidnappers, he's tearing down their castles.
No, because it's not the kidnappers. He thought it was a kidnapper's castle. Kill everybody inside and realize.
They're defending the kidnappers.
No.
Yeah, they are. They're on his path. They're blocking it.
They're turtles in mushrooms. They don't know what they're doing. They're just living inside a brick house.
Yes.
And some Italian plumber comes in and murders them.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Dumb show.
What, Mario? Yeah, I know. That movie sucked.
That movie was fine. I mean, as far as Hollywood garbage that they kick out. Well, you're talking, which one are you talking about?
The original one. Oh, I didn't see the new one. I'm talking about the original one with, is it Dom DeLuise? Is that him in it? No, it's not him. It's Dom DeLuise. It's not him. It's the dude from The Pest. What's that, guys?
We just got a comment on this show saying the information does not start until like 10 or 15 minutes in.
What do you mean? This is all info.
It's already 7 minutes in.
This is all context. No, but speaking of Department of Agriculture and stuff, you think they'll stop spraying stuff all over our food from the sky?
So I have here a list of tons and tons and tons of patents. Now, these aren't all U.S. government patents, and that gets kind of tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of these only have the listed of it, like inventors, even though the patent may be owned by the U.S. government.
Mm. Think I understand?
So if, let's say, Inventor X is working at U.S. BlackRock Lab.
Right.
He gets, and he files the patent to protect it. He is the inventor. But the patent may be owned by that parent company that he did the research in.
Okay. Makes sense.
That works a lot with the universities, too.
Not surprised.
A lot of times they split, like there's normally a split where, let's say you invent something at a university, you're a university professor or a university scientist. A lot of times you get like, let's say 10% of profits off it.
Okay.
Or 10% of whatever that the university gets. Because you may have invented it, but you used their resources to
get there, yeah.
And their time, essentially, because they're paying you for your time.
That makes sense.
So there's some weird gray areas when you look at this. I thought it was interesting when I started looking under patents. So there's weather control patents.
What?
Yeah. So that's why I got like 250 of them, 260 of them.
Well, wait. Nobody would ever do that.
Now.
Where's the incentive?
Let's talk about, give me a second to talk about patents, young Wilbur.
Yeah.
Because just because these are granted doesn't mean they work.
Correct. But I'm saying nobody would ever have in their right mind even consider doing something like that, you know?
Yeah.
No, come on, really? Manipulating the weather? Why would you even try?
So there's a lot of like weird. So there's weather control patents are class 239-14.1. 14.1.
Okay.
That's just if you're going to look up, if anybody at home wants to find weather control patents, it has its own group.
So there's that many?
There's tons. I mean, there's. And then there's a subcategory called snowmaking, which is another type of weather manipulation.
Hmm.
That started because there was a bunch of devices like the boom cannons and the, oh gosh, I'm forgetting the word, and the like for ski resorts.
Yes.
The actual snowmaking devices.
The snowblower things, yeah.
Which is localized weather controlling.
Basically.
Even though it's just an ice cube maker
and
with a treading fan.
You ever skied or been on those?
Yeah, the snow, it feels weird because it's ice shavings.
It's awful.
Because it's not snowflakes, it's ice shavings.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful.
Which is the best. I mean, I get it.
I mean, they got to do what they can do, but man, it hurts.
Basically, it's ice shavings.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, snow is ice, but it's crystalline ice in snowflakes that are stacked. This is like shavings.
Right, yeah.
So I just want to say there is a difference, and that would be class 239, so it's the same class, but it's subsection 14.2.
Oh, differences.
There's a lot. I mean, I'm just going to start reading. I'll read off the titles, and you tell me if you want to know more or if you've kind of got an idea.
Okay.
Once again, a patent to be granted takes a lot of work. It's very expensive here in the U.S., right around, depending on what you're patenting, it can be anywhere from a couple $1,000s because you got to write a patent. To pay somebody to write a patent in the U.S., because I've checked it out for certain reasons, because my dad has patented a couple things, is like $2,000 to have somebody write your patent for you. You can get it done cheaper, but you know, middle of the road, it's like $1,000, $2,000.
What, like on Fiverr or something?
No. I think you can find it on Fiverr for $40.
Probably.
It will be some guy that lives in Sri Lanka.
He'll do one hell of a job.
Yeah, he's done. The one guy I've hired in Sri Lanka has done a really great job.
Great work.
The language barrier sometimes has resulted in funny things.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Same with the Swedish guy we've hired many, many times.
Many funny things.
Many funny things. Obelisk. When he did the guy for the art for the show.
Oh, yeah. Obelisk. The French guy from the cartoon.
The Viking. So just because these get granted does not mean they're functional. It means they have a description, a very long description, intertiling how the device works, what they're exactly patenting on the device, because some devices, there's just certain things, like you can't patent a fork. So if you want to patent a fork, it has to have a difference of enough of a thing
right. To
be patentable.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have that detail, and you have to have like diagrams and stuff like that with it.
Right.
So to write a patent is very complex, depending on what you're going into.
Hmm.
Clothing patents are a completely different thing. So if anybody sends that email saying, I patent this clothing thing, they're very different.
What's the difference between like patent and copywriting?
Copywriting is like an idea, a word, a book, more of those kind of ideas. When patenting is a device.
Okay.
Or a more of a, think of
a
it,
thing.
A physical good.
Right. Whereas a patent, copyright's a thought
yes.
being patented
essentially.
Almost.
Yes, yeah. That's probably the best way to kind of describe those differences.
All right.
So I just want to say that just because of these things are on here, and there is a diagram how they work, because we're going to talk about a gold machine that is on here.
Gold machine? It makes gold.
Does not work.
Yeah.
And he even got to go on Shark Tank.
I know what you're talking about, yes.
Yeah, it makes power. It takes salt water, makes power, and the byproduct is gold, and it produces 1 billion pounds a year per device.
Smart.
All right.
It's a genius idea.
So I'm just gonna say it, then I'll read the title, like the actual name of the device, and you tell me if you're like, yes, whatever, or would you like to hear more? We'll play that game for a while.
Sure.
And these are in chronological order of granted, when the date was granted. So some of these patents, for example, this first one was filed September 1st, 2023, was not granted until October 29th of 2024. So just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, so you're kind of working in reverse order?
Yes, I'm starting with the most recent back.
Okay.
But I can hop around however you want. There's like 400 or 500 of these things.
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm curious to how far back it goes, one.
Well, here, let me scroll all the way down the bottom of my list.
Yeah, let's just see. Start. Just see how far back we're talking.
Still scrolling.
Oh, my goodness.
So I only have in this list 2001.
Oh, goodness.
I found some of the old ones.
Yeah.
And a lot of their patents have expired.
Okay.
Patents are only good depending on what type of patent for X years.
Yep.
A lot of manufacturing patents are only good for 5 or 7 years. Or drug patents are only good for 5 or 7. One of them is only good for drug patents are only good for 5 years.
Okay. I can't remember.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Shifted bleed valve module detection.
That sounds complicated. Bleed valve mod.
It's a compressor. You don't even want to know what this thing is.
Yeah.
But it just got granted, so good job.
What's it do?
I couldn't explain it to you. I have it in front of me, and I couldn't explain it to you.
Okay.
Next one. is intelligent systems of weather modification programs.
So that just sounds like monitoring them, right?
Data including current locations of calibrated clouds to be seeded and oriented based on the same as a vehicle is caused to move proximate to the last one of the candidate clouds to be seeded.
What?
The vehicle is the plane.
Yeah.
Whether the cloud system data is oriented for the sensor suit associated with the vehicle, while the vehicle and the sensor suit are approximated, at least one of the candidate clouds will be seeded.
Seeded with what?
Well, that's a different patent. This is just the technology. Basically, I can keep reading, but I won't.
The technology to see clouds.
No. This is keeping the candidate clouds. So it's identifying candidate clouds that are appropriate for seeding.
Right.
And their orientation to the vehicles that are doing the seeding. It's just a data. It's a type of data thing.
Oh, so it's just monitoring the clouds.
It's helping you orient and pick clouds to seed.
To seed. Okay. And what's it mean to seed clouds? What's that mean?
That's a different patent.
But what's it mean?
A different patent.
Well, I know that, but...
Well, if you're Russians, it's dumping concrete in them.
In general. What's it... that's a way, but...
Remember when they did that and kill everybody?
Not in particular. What'd they do?
When Russia was having this really bad drought in like the 60s or 70s.
They put concrete in the...
I made the joke. It wasn't actually concrete. It was basically they had been cloud seeding too hard. So all cloud seeding is putting what's called a nucleus in the air, and water droplets will form on the nucleus. A lot of times it's dust particles, stuff like that. Like raindrops and snowflakes all have one at the center.
And that's how, they
condense.
It. Yeah.
And so when you have clouds that are this really open gaseous vapors, which that's an oxymoron, water vapor, you are dumping these nuclei into the cloud, causing it to rain below. Mm-hmm. So in Russia, they had been doing this too hard during a drought, and they tripled their mixture. And I essentially made quickcrete in the sky.
Oh, wow.
That rained down on a couple villages and killed a whole bunch of people.
What, it turned everything into stone?
It turned everything to rocks, yeah. And it came flying out of the sky. Like I said, it turned to quickcrete.
Really? Where did this happen?
Russia.
I mean, more specifically.
I don't remember off the top of my head. It was on Dumbest Ways to Die.
Interesting, though, that I wonder if... if that can happen naturally.
You would need a heavy nuclei. So you need like a dust storm? It would take a lot, right? Because you're going to have a dust storm get above...
Right.
Water clouds.
Right.
And then come back down.
Right.
So, yes, technically that could happen. It would take some very, very...
extreme circumstances. For sure, yeah. But I'm wondering, though, with some of the ancient, megaliths and buildings that they're unearthing, they're just made of stone, if it was some crazy weather event happened, and then it rained down, like you said, concrete, basically, and turned everything to concrete, that'd be nuts. Or if it... seated like it fell in like a wooden structure, then it coated the outside in that hard material, then over time all those that material or substrate, I don't know, it leaked into the or leached into the actual material, like the wood that the base was made of, and slowly overtook it and grew and grew and grew to when it eats all the wood away, and then it's just left with the wood behind or the stone behind. I don't know,
could be. I have no idea.
Just never heard that before. Like, that spurred that thought.
So that last patent I just read, just so everybody knows, it took it over 4 years to get granted. And there's patent revisions. Like, so with this process, they'll ask for clarification on some things. They'll reject it or partially reject it. So you have to refix the thing. The process in these can take forever. I have one on here that I can already see that's 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
Of just that process of going back and forth. Next one, smoke generator for using dry ice. We all know how that works. Just a new way of doing it.
Okay.
Technology and techniques to prevent, diminish, or interfere with the formation of hurricanes on Earth from one or more platforms in space.
I don't like this idea.
Well, that's the next one.
So.
Do you want me to read?
Yeah.
Solar radiation is collected and converted into microwave energy by means of maintaining in outer space one or more platforms in space. The microwave energy is transmitted to Earth using a direct-to-conversion focus on one or more segments of generally circulating and slowly rotating tropical depressions. which is a precursor of tropical storms and or hurricanes, alternatively called cyclones and typhoons in the other hemisphere. The downward movement of air, water, and water vapor will destabilize the developing rotation motion of tropical depressions, causing the break up and disintegrate to prevent it from ultimately developing into a hurricane or typhoon. When not focusing microwave energy on the tropical depression, microwave energy can alternatively be used to create Earth-based solar energy, which could help alternative cost of operating the system solely for the hurricane prevention.
So they want to just put a giant microwaves up in the sky and beam them down at the Earth to stop hurricanes.
And it probably would work.
Yeah, probably. If you shoot microwaves at anything, it'll probably stop it.
It'll kill a lot of things.
Yeah, that's... Oh, my gosh. You know there's patents, too, and I don't... It's probably not on your list because I think they're older. It could be.
I found the list of the old ones, and most of them... Go ahead, sorry.
I was just saying, there's some for hurricane formation. There's some for starting hurricanes. And there's some... There's a weird... where's it at? It's somewhere off the coast of Africa. It might be like Morocco or something. I can't remember exactly where. But there's some weird stuff there, too, with supposedly there's a facility that can create hurricanes. They're shooting energy beams into the atmosphere and ionizing the – I don't know. This is just what I read. I don't know what any of this stuff actually means. But they're starting high-energy weather systems like hurricanes – to form. And there's some evidence that may corroborate it. I don't know. I'm not a biologist, but that's a joke. That's a joke. I don't know, but yeah, sure. What we have technology that can create hurricanes, and now we'll just... don't worry, guys. We're the savior. Here's a giant microwave that will save your life from another hurricane that we probably created in the first place and are steering it.
I'm skipping around already.
Because they're ridiculous or?
Well, a lot of them just are data, like our tech, are like.
Data collecting kind of?
Programs, sorry. Are programs running other devices.
Mm.
So it's just like, they're not as exciting. Like there was this one I can read to you, sensor-based motion to control dust gathering suppression systems. It's basically the new way of just spreading the dust for your cloud seeding.
Okay.
It's helping control the flow better.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's four or five paragraphs just explaining that. Here's one. I'm just gonna start picking the fun ones. Vortex ring producing gun with recoiling nozzle.
Whoa. Rain producing gun?
No. Vortex ring.
Ring
producing gun with recoiling nozzle.
Have you ever seen those vortex guns? Like, so the.
Now I'm going to look it up.
The Nazis had one. It was called the air. Oh, no. Well, when we were in high school, we called it the air howitzer because there was a toy called an air zooka.
I had an air zooka.
Yeah.
It's in the closet behind you.
Shoots the vortex ring. So the Nazis made a huge one, like one, the size of a semi truck. And supposedly they invented it. I don't know if it actually worked well. But they invented it to shoot airplanes out of the sky by just shooting a big, giant vortex ring, up at it. And which is pretty smart, but I don't know if it actually worked or not.
Well, I'm looking at one from 1998,
mm-hmm.
and there's a guy standing in front of it. So I don't think it's shooting airplanes out of the sky.
The one that the Nazis built?
No, 1998.
Yeah.
A different one.
Okay.
It's just somebody's... It's a lab's vortex gun.
You should look up the one that...
Like, a guy can crawl inside of it.
Yeah.
And it's shooting clothespins off a clothesline.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about shooting a plane out of the sky at distance.
Like I said, I don't know if it worked. The one they had...
Nazis, 80% of the stuff didn't work.
But they were creative enough to build it.
They were trying.
They were building everything.
Vortex ring-producing gun with recoiling nozzle. A vortex ring-producing gun includes the body defining as the first interior volume. The vortex ring-producing gun includes the movable nozzle coupled with the body. Comprising of at least one nozzle opening, the deafening of a second interior volume, the vortex ring producing gun includes one or more conductive providing fluid communications between said first interior volume and said second interior volume. The vortex ring producing gun indicates the energy storage element configured in the bias of movable nozzles in the first direction. There's paragraphs of what I just read.
Yeah, they made a gun that shoots air.
Good job, Jeffrey Davis.
Yes.
It took him 4 years to get that patent.
Well, good job. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
It's a thing.
That is a thing.
Ling Jing is the next inventor of the next item.
Ling Jing?
They are spelled the same. One has an L and one has a J.
All right. Sounds right. Ling Jing.
Method and device for weakening tornadoes. The field of invention of tornado disasters, the invention of process of the methods of weakening tornadoes in content is the following. A, provide, I'm not joking, I'm reading this, I'm not having a stroke. No, item A, provide plenty of non-fixed turbulence called free turbulence. B, provide plenty of turbulent fixed on free ropes called free turbulent strings. And I'll explain this more. There's a diagram. C, provide a turbulent fixed on rope installed on storage boxes, at least in one spot, called swing turbulent strings. So basically, and there goes on and more. What his idea is, and it probably would work, is that you kind of throw these boxes in the way and they open up. And there are these long strings of what they call these turbulents, which are just basically like disc that are slowing down the wind. They're designed to be dragged with the tornado, but causing drag inside the tornado.
It's like big kites.
Essentially, but being anchored, going with the tornado. So it's supposed to slow down, and it probably would work from this diagram. You just have to get it in front of the tornado.
Right, yeah.
But there's storm chasers that do that.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's an impossible thing. And there's tons and tons more he goes on to.
Ling Jing. Why are we still... tornadoes and stuff happen for a reason. You know, like, we're trying to stop it. It's probably not going to be a good thing.
I think it's fine. I think it's okay.
Maybe.
Kill skyworms. Know that.
Yeah, that's true. Do we want that, though?
No, I want them to live.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Stop them.
Well, I think his invention automated might throw them off.
Wide-ranging anti-hail protection method in network. Now, this is built on... Have you seen the anti-hail things?
Is it like the cannon looking thing?
Yeah, they're giant cannons.
Mm-hmm.
And like apple orchards around here have them. And basically, if it's going to hail, because if it hits the apples, it'll ruin the whole crop. If it's going to hail, they shoot these things up, and it's basically sound. And well, it's not basically, it is sound. And it stops hail from forming and turns it to rain. But you have to have enough of them. So this is just a automated, wide-ranging anti-hail protection method.
Mm.
So he's going in and connecting a whole bunch of these subsonic sets.
When was that patented? What year?
2016. But they've been around since like the 70s.
I was going to say, I thought these have been around.
This, like I said, a lot of these older patents have expired, and these are kind of, a lot of these you'll see are new takes on these old devices.
Gotcha, okay.
Hail guns. A lot more tornado stuff. A lot of people... have figured out or trying to figure out how to stop tornadoes.
But, you know, even after just these few that you've mentioned so far, you know, people wouldn't actually manipulate the weather, or they can't actually do it. Like, come on, let's get serious now. That doesn't happen. It's never happened. There you
go. Techniques to migrate storms using array of wind tornadoes. Or wind turbines, sorry. I read too many tornadoes.
Say that again.
Technique to migrate storms using array of wind turbines.
Oh, we're just going to blow it over there. We'll take the town and move it over here.
This sounds like something one of my family members would say. The invention described a system their operations can change the track and intensity of atmospheric storms. There's only atmospheric storms as far as I know. I guess there's solar storms. So maybe that's
okay, there we go.
The invention use of the array of wind turbines with built-in power generators using existing atmospheric and storm tracking models. Basically, yeah, you'd have to have wind turbines that can turn into fans.
Oh, yeah, they just blow the storm away. Yeah.
It would work for small storms.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just imagining, though, like, you know, down the road from where we live, there's those disgusting, gross, like, wasteland of just wind turbines as far as the eye can see. I'm just imagining like a tornado touching down near there, and they all turn at the same time and just turn on real fast and just blow it away.
I don't know if it'd work for a storm, but it definitely would make some wind.
Yeah, that's fun. Just blows the storms away.
Oh my gosh, this one took over 10 years to get granted.
Ooh, must be an important one.
This sale season, Ritual is urging you to think about what's essential. Your daily health? Pretty essential. making sure your products are heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and sourced through a traceable supply chain? Also essential. So this Black Friday, skip the micro trends and put your savings where they matter. Your health. With 40% off daily essentials like stress relief and Symbiotic Plus for gut support. Head to ritual.com/podcast and shop responsibly.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Yeah, yeah. And it has the single longest title of any one of these on this list I can see.
Oh, what is it?
Concept and modeling for utilizing high frequency or radar or microwave producing or emitting devices to produce, effect, create, or induce lightning or light. Okay, sorry, I got to take a break. Induce lightning or light speed or visible to the naked eye electromagnetic pulses or pulses, acoustic or ultrasonic, shockwaves and or booms in the air, space, enclosed, or and upon any object or and mass to be used solely as part of the system, platforming, or and device, including weaponry and weather modification systems. That was
the title?
One sentence and a title.
Okay, let's dive into this one. This is the one.
The paragraph that actually, so you can't see the full thing on a lot of these because the patents are still good. So you can't like
dig into them.
Yeah.
Steal them.
The abstract, which is what I've been reading, it basically tells you what the device is without giving you the tech behind it, a lot of these. It's almost as long as the title.
Well, let's read it.
That's what I'm saying, is that the title is so incredibly long.
Yeah.
But this one has more than one sentence. Well, actually, yes, it does. Okay. Oops. I had to look for a period.
There's one in there hidden.
There's four or five. The patent describes a scientific explanation for what causes lightning and thunder and how to replicate it using high-frequency sound waves, such as radar and microwaves. This use are mainly used in military weaponry and weather modifications.
No, military wouldn't use a weapon like this.
This is a very high-energy weapon and capable of great damage if not used properly. Use of this invention includes missile defense, aiming at nuclear missiles to disable their electronics and electromagnetic systems with electromagnetic pulses that appear to be big flashes of light that can leave indents in metal cartridges, breaking the missile apart and corrupting acoustic sound waves, rewriting missiles.
Doesn't this kind of sound like
that was, yes.
That thing, Sir, Mount, what's Mount Sir?
You know what? I just heard about this. The sorry, the Big Sur incident.
Big Sur, that's what it is. Yeah. Weren't we just
Heard it. I don't know where I heard it from. It just I heard
some
it somewhere.
Episode on some show. Some podcast.
Others use include installing this is the dumbest thing. That others use including installing the device in airplanes, helicopters, and tanks to fire lightning and thunderbolts. Sorry, thunder. To fire lightning and thunder upon whatever it is aimed at. Air-to-air combat, air-to-ground combat, ground-to-air combat, tank-to-ground combat.
Wow.
This technology...
Wait, tank-to-ground?
Yes. This technology could obsolete gun and fire projectiles if widespread military utilization is made. The system could be used to either start or defuse a hurricane.
Jeez, to start?
Yeah, David Schlute.
Invented this mm-hmm. or submitted the patent?
I invented it. He's the inventor. It took over 10 years.
We had to perfect it just right. Maybe it probably took him 10 years to perfect the language of the patent and the abstract so you can get it through.
Oh, that's what takes a lot is language.
So they can make this crap and kill
people
with it.
That's why I'm not saying you need to hire everybody for every job and stuff. But if you really have a good idea, you want to patent. And you really, really, I mean, pray on it or do whatever you got to do. If you really feel like this is your big idea that's going to change something, pay the money to have a patent writer do it.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to get through this process, and somebody else is going to get your idea before.
Hmm. Yeah, you're definitely right.
Take out a loan if you have. If you really, really believe that this is the next big idea, But hey, do your due diligence and really, really, really research it.
Oh, for sure.
My father's one of them squirrel watermelons, and he didn't know if squirrel watermelons already existed.
He said he wanted to?
Yeah, no, probably 2 decades ago, came up to me. I was, you know, young. Well, I guess, yeah, I was probably 10 or 11. I don't even know. And he's like, I have this idea. And my dad is an inventor. He has all kinds of weird little pieces that he's figured out that makes things work better. And he's like, I got this idea. Watermelons and those kind of fruits and vegetables, they don't ship well because, you know, you can't stack them. They bruise. So if we grow them in these square boxes, and he already had one built and all this stuff. He's like, we grow them in that, it'll make the fruit square and we could put them in. I'm like, they already do that in Japan.
Yep.
He's like, no, they don't. So this is before we had cell phones, really. So he went up, Googled it, and there was a square water. He was so upset.
Yep, it's already done. They make faces, too.
Yeah.
Do all sorts of things.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Kill
just because
whales.
You know you have, a lot of whales, a million-dollar idea, make sure you're not the third guy to have the million-dollar idea.
I know, right? What's inventions in general, it seems like people, like those ideas seem to pop up at the same time around the world, which is crazy. What?
Nothing. I'm just...
I still think that last one that you just touched on, that with a really long title, is something that needs paid attention to.
It's just saying shooting microwaves from tanks to make lightning.
Yeah, which is pretty freaking scary.
We do have microwave guns.
Yeah. Oh, the military uses it too already.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And what's the purpose? Like, what's the purpose other than what good does it bring? It's defending us? But we got to invent weapons of war to mass murder people so we can defend ourselves from it.
I'm laughing at this next one I'm going to read. But it has the shortest patent approval process I've seen so far.
Okay.
And so the title, the name of this device is the Everything Genius and Everything Solution.
Okay. Where's this going?
So before I continue, just give me an idea what you think this could be.
A how-to guide.
Of?
Life.
All right. I'm going to try to read this.
How to ascend from your physical body
to
your ethereal body.
Keep my weather control patents.
And then you can live in the clouds and rain on people.
All right. This is patent number 20120305664.
I hope you wrote that down at home.
Oh, gosh.
Described it on the shack
Sedector
wall.
Sedector Perazzi is the inventor.
Okay.
All right. An advanced processor. Okay. An advanced processor magma. Mantle functions and magnetic field lines coupled with mantle-coupled groundwater, polar caps, glaciers, less couple oceans with continental waters, party decoupling atmospheric fluids, and at least coupled ionosphere ions and electronic mass. The magnetosphere bound components mass of light fluids Qualtrol. Light fluid magnetosphere perfect boundaries mass and energy high frequency conversions, which is MEHC, quantitative core natural decomposites. Yet our yields boundaries complete components stressed by the volume changing energies of distortion, bound mass field composites, force stratifications, graduations, and forbidden mechanics to disorient, deform, or distend decompositions of perfect boundaries complete completeness of force genes fundamentals, forbidden mechanics, plasma overflows, invariants, inventions, stop, principles, and methodologies, ions and isotopes, genus fluid elements, and advanced processors by quantum energy spawning perfect boundaries in C genus boundaries in high technology AIs.
I have two words for whoever wrote that abstract. Shut up!
Keep mine.
Shut up!
This one got approved in like 4 months.
What's it saying though?
These are all like, there's a little bit of quantum mechanics. There's a little bit of geology. There's a little bit of, I don't know.
But what is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's the picture?
There's no picture.
This is nothing.
They got a patent. This is the best one yet.
That sounds like...
We are definitely too dumb to understand what I just read.
It sounds like a Kamala Harris speech. This is a whole bunch of nothing about something about nothing.
All right.
But what is it, though?
I have no idea. I don't know. That's why you have the information I have.
I can't even wrap my mind around where to begin.
We are too dumb. This probably makes the most sense to, like, five people on the planet. You know, there's, like, people that they think they're schizophrenic and they're talking to themselves in the street. It's because they have this kind of stuff
going on in their heads. Head
and they know everything, but it's just like you can't share it because you forgot to be a human.
I think I'm going to be like that one day.
Because you know how to use magma to make high technology AIs.
Yeah, and it's talking about like the mantle and stuff like that. We've never been to the mantle.
No, okay. This is that part, mantle coupled ground. I think this is more talking about stressor marks.
Okay.
So like using basically earthquake areas, which is mantle stressor marks.
Okay.
To generate whatever this thing's trying to generate.
Power, electricity. Energy?
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever sir generous boundaries are in high technology AIs.
I have no idea. We don't need AI, people. We don't need this crap.
Well, that was done in 2012, too.
That's 12 years ago. Oh, my gosh.
We got it approved in months.
That was the year the world ended, too.
That is seriously the fastest I've seen one of these done.
No, you know what? He invented that to stop Coney. It's Coney 2012.
I kind of know why. I think I know why.
Why?
His system got approved so fast.
Because Coney?
No, because... now you make me laugh. He probably was insane and like looked like he was going to shoot up the patent office. So like, you know what? Go ahead and just approve that patent and get him out of here.
I believe it.
Granted. Nobody on earth knows what this paper says.
And he's like, yes, it's mine. It's all mine.
That's how he talks.
In tongues?
Essentially.
Or next, you sound like you're from Outworld.
Atmospheric delivery system. This is harnessing the power of atmospheric jellyfish to disperse solid particles into the Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah, you're making that up.
The invention relates to an apparatus for transporting and dispensing solid particles into the Earth's stratosphere.
The people say, yo, cloud seeding, chemtrails, all that doesn't exist. You're describing it right here.
No, this is cloud seeding. This is a new way to do it better. Oh, as of 2012.
Oh, but it doesn't exist. Or as John Brennan, that was in our U.S. government, a high official back in 20, from I think when Obama was in office, said that, it's upper atmospheric aerosol injections.
This next one's weird.
Not chemtrails, not weather manipulation, not spraying anything out of planes, upper atmospheric aerosol injections. Is how they refer to them.
Remember.
And people call us a conspiracy theorist for saying, they're spraying stuff in the sky. No, they're not. It's upper atmospheric aerosol injections. We're not spraying anything.
We're injecting.
Yeah, we're injecting it.
Get it right.
Look it up. If anyone at home
it's not a vapor when we release it. We're not spraying.
Right. If anyone wants to look it up at home, just Google John Brennan. Upper atmospheric aerosol injections. I guarantee that speech will come up where he's talking to some university about that bull crap, and no one cares.
Protection against natural dangers connected with huge streams, mainly water, mud, and locust.
Huh? Say that one more.
Protection against natural dangers connected with huge streams. Mainly water, mud, and locust.
What's that have to do with atmosphere?
It's weather control.
Or weather control, that's what it was. Okay, so what, they're preventing like floods?
I don't know what just happened.
Sounds like someone's breaking into the shack. I think we're all right, though.
Okay.
We got reinforced doors. I just upgraded them.
That was scary. I'm scared. Protection against natural danger. A method and systems to protect against natural, temperature-dependent, dangerous phenomena connected with huge streams, mainly water, mud, and locusts. This method allows weakening these streams and allowing protection against these dangers, at least at the first two stages of development of said phenomena. Forming these masses and their movements as far as possible. These methods allow protecting ecology and increasing CO2 absorption. The system allows also for transporting the electronic energy that is received from solar radiation to help solar cells fly in the stratosphere to ground-based receptor stations.
Interesting.
I don't like it.
It means nothing.
I don't like any of this stuff, though. I just don't like it.
This one's just called Global Warming Letter.
Okay. They patented a letter?
Buchanan, David Buchanan, Buchanan, David Buchanan invitation is a method of cooling or lowering the temperature of any, okay, I've read all those ones and I can't read this one, any matter in making other changes to matter with the use of written microscopic words or seeing eye legible written words that distribute on paper, dust, or sand granules in various organizations and entities. I'm going to read it again because I think I had a stroke.
Yeah, I think you did too. I think I did too, listening to you.
So, Global Warming Letter.
Right.
And it's the guy's name is David Behan. I mean, is that the best way I'm going to pronounce it? David Behan's invention is a method of cooling or lowering the temperature of any matter and making other changes to matter with the use of written microscopic words or seeing eye legible written words that are distributed on paper, dust, or sand granules in various organizations or entities.
What? I get it, but how does that lower any temperature of anything? By writing letters on it?
Because they're magic.
It sounds like a spell. Did he patent a spell? I think he patented spell work.
We're not even, like, we're just in 2012. I'm skipping over like these 90 hurricane ones because they're all the same. They're all so like, they read the same. Like it just, you know, they're controlling, like there's probably 90 of them probably.
Well, there were big ones back when, you know, that's already getting buried, you know, by the news cycle with all those people that are still suffering in North Carolina, are still struggling with those that hurricane that went up through there and, you know, just flooded that area, decimated it. There was talks, you know, with the patents that was coming out where they could spray like silver iodine around a hurricane and it lowers the barometer, the pressure of the sky around you so that they can kind of steer a hurricane the direction it's going. That was one of the patents that I saw around then.
So, you know, these guys, that guy I read earlier, the paragraph like was the biggest words ever.
Yeah.
He has a whole bunch of patents, I just realized, as I'm going through.
More spells?
No, no, not the spell guy, oh, the other guy.
Oh, with the super long
yeah.
one? Hmm. Now it's almost making me wonder if it's, is it just him or is he part of a group?
It's just him. There's no other. And his patents get filed really fast.
That's what I'm wondering if it's, maybe that's a pseudonym for like a group of people.
It could be that, or it could be that he is seriously, why, like he's such a pain in the butt.
That they
may be speeding his along. Mm. So they have to deal with him the least amount of time.
Yeah.
Because they have to call you and tell you what's wrong, kind of what's wrong every time, or send you a letter of what, you know, what you have to fix.
What's his name?
Okay. I'm going to spell it. I'll try to say it. Svetrus B. Pervozh.
Where's he from? Like Russia?
Svetozarpe. So that's the first name.
Oh, then it's
Petrovich.
I can't.
So domains of fluid elements.
I don't know what that means.
An advanced processor coupled with Earth's magma and mantle with magnetic field functions coupled with mantle, quanta, massel, verta, groundwater. Oh, I'm not misreading that, I don't think.
I know you're not. But.
Polar caps, glaciers, less coupled, continental waters and oceans, pernal decouple, atmospheric and less coupled isospheric mass and electrons. Crusted mantle boundaries containing most of the heat and electrical energy overflowing with slowing the Earth's cooling rate and gaseous mass boundaries disdaining the weakening said magnetic field functions. Mass energy highest conversions with fluid elements quantesimal core natural decomposition. Functional critical process configures complete completance. Sealed boundaries, longitive energies of disorient and volume changing with permits of stratification graduations, forbidden mechanism, processing forced plasma foundries, outflows, optimal domatic atmospheric compressionates, general condensed fluid elements, isotopes and ion particles, methodologies, innovations, and inventions. Declose science appeal.
Stop! Good Lord! Was that just the title again, or is that the abstract?
No, his title was only three words
okay.
that time.
Oh my gosh. I heard one thing
that
in there.
Got that approved in 2 months.
Oh my goodness. What's it? I can't keep up with this stuff. I don't know what he's saying. I heard one thing, though. It said slow global cooling.
Where was it?
Somewhere in the middle. You said...
I don't even remember.
Lower global...
I couldn't tell you what I just read.
You said lower global cooling or slow global cooling.
You say what you want, I'll find it.
It's something somewhere in there, but I just think that's interesting.
Did I have a stroke? Oh, there it is. I'm like...
What is it?
It's only a paragraph long.
What'd you say exactly?
Okay, I'm just going to kind of read the chunk of that paragraph.
Yeah.
Crusted mantle boundaries constrain most of the heat and electronic energy outflowing, which slows the Earth's cooling rate.
Okay. Slows the Earth's cooling rate. Isn't that what... the opposite of what we've been trying to do?
Oh, yeah. So, like, I've said that before. The global cooling or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, sorry. Climate change. What's it called besides climate change?
Global warming.
Yeah. It's not global warming. Global warming is not nearly as scary as a species of human as global cooling.
Right.
Because cooling reduces farmland.
Cooling's what killed people. Global warming isn't.
Like, the mini ice age, wasn't that the... Was it 1700, 1600, something like that?
I don't know for sure. The mini ice age. I'm not sure when it fell.
It was like 40 years of just like death.
Okay.
Because nobody could grow anything because it was only warm enough for like a year, like half of a month.
But not even 100 years ago, there was all the papers in like the 40s, 50s, and 60s saying like the Earth's cooling at such a rapid rate.
And
we're all going to be under ice by, you know, 1990.
And I mean...
And then Al Gore came around.
I don't think... Here's my thing is... I think it's the averaging of temperatures. I mean, if you look... Whether you want to believe it or not, I don't care. Ice cap stuff. But even ice fishing and stuff like that from the 70s to now is different.
Right.
We should be on... If my grandpa was alive, he would not believe that we would not be on the ice right now.
But maybe, too, when he was a kid, it wasn't... Or maybe, like, his grandpa, it was warmer. You know what I mean?
I don't think it'd have to be. I think it'd have to be further back than that.
Maybe we don't know.
His grandpa was on the Ohio River like in October fishing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, we don't know.
Rivers don't flow. Our rivers don't freeze anymore.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's just funny how it's always changing. I just don't believe it. I think it's all just a giant hoax, and I think we can control the weather and manipulate it, and I think that's a big problem.
Okay. We'll have to end it here soon, but I just want to read. I want to read one more normal one and one more of that guy's ones.
Okay.
Because his get accepted so fast. Everybody else is like 1 year, 3 years, 8 years.
Maybe we'll look up this guy.
Yeah. So God's okay. God's forms generous. God. Forms Generous. That's the title of this.
Okay.
Is an advanced processor coupled with Earth's magma and mantle magnetic field functions coupled with magnetic quanta, massive virtual groundwater, polar caps and glaciers, and less coupled continental waters and oceans, partly decoupling atmospheric and at least coupling the ionosphere and its transmitting ions and electrons. Said mantle solidification boundaries contain most of Earth's internal heat and electronic energy transfer, lessening the gaseous fluids, boundaries detaining to the Earth's cooling, weakening magnetic field. Field element mass energy's highest conversion in quantesimal core natural decomposition. Actually, I understand some of this one. Functions critical processing, configuring complete components, sealed boundaries, longevity from least energies in disoriented volume changes. The significant graduations and no forbidden mechanism, plasma foundations, fluid compositions, and ornal dominant atmospheric. The mass energy generates embodies God's forms, which includes fluid elements.
I just feel dumb.
I actually, understood pieces of that.
I didn't at all.
So I'm going back in time with his writings, keep mine.
Yeah.
So I think like we're finding out when he was closer to being human.
So these are earlier processes of his...
This is when he's discovering some of God's secret mathematics.
Okay, the golden ratio.
Forbidden mechanisms of plasma foundations. So let me go through that again. Groundwater partially decomposing or decoupling atmosphere.
I think we just need to look this guy up.
Probably. Said mantle stratification boundaries. But he was talking about the internal heat and electronic energy transfer, lessening gaseous fluid boundaries, detaining to the Earth's cooling, weakening and of the Earth's electromagnetic field. Basically, like how a lot of people think that the core is cooling off too quick and that the magnetic field is getting weaker.
Oh my goodness.
Or this is a way to do it. I don't know. That's the one sentence I understand a little bit.
I feel like this is...
I'm trying to find more of his.
I feel like all this guy's stuff is just a bunch of big technical words to help reinforce modern conventional science that falls within our current paradigm that sticks to the narrative. This is just like a way to reinforce some of those ideas, which is nonsense. More.
God's device generate cardates.
I think we can write a patent.
Yeah, like, but the thing is, this takes a lot of money.
Oh man! But what I'm curious though is what's actually these patents doing? What are they hiding in all this technical like language? Because what is it exactly that's going on? They could be hiding so much stuff right here in plain sight, and
I'm sorry.
I'm not wise enough to. Unless I sit down and study all that stuff over and over.
I guess the point was to show how ridiculous it is to even look at a patent.
Yeah.
And try to see if it's real or not.
Yeah. Because I can't make heads or tails if that's a real thing even. It's very complicated. Yeah. At least for my brain to try to... I don't think I'm that dumb, but...
He's got a lot of patents.
I don't understand a word he was saying. I just can't.
The further I go back, I think the more I understand it. Like in reverse, I'm reading these in reverse essentially.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm gonna look this guy up because I kind of wonder if he figured out like the secrets of the universe. But it's one of those things where it kind of destroys your brain or makes you not be able to communicate with normal humans
properly. Yeah.
So the more he studied, the more he researched into this.
The deeper into the rabbit hole he went.
Yeah. I'm just Googling his name real quick. Right. So, I mean, what do you think really about weather controlling?
I think we're doing it. I think we're more than capable of it. The best evidence is still, I can just look at the city of Dubai. It rains 52 times a year there because they make it rain once a week there. They make it rain. Let me reinforce that. They make it
rain. Oh, this guy's a genius.
See?
Oh, my. He's one of those.
Is it that kid that went missing after he discovered?
No, this is like, he looks like Albert Einstein a little bit.
Oh, he's a shill. He's a patsy.
His American friends call him Mike.
Oh, okay. Mike the patsy. Isn't Mike the guy that made that time machine too?
I think this is him.
I think it is. I think you're right.
Oh, I got into some of his I got into a better system with the patents to actually see his like his diagrams and stuff.
All right, we're doing an episode. Next episode's on Mike.
Oh my gosh.
Don't spoil it yet.
He's got hundreds and hundreds. These cost money. Okay, before we go, I just want to see how much it is. How much money to patent an idea?
There you go. You could hear the processes of how your mind works.
And most in the U.S., from a few thousand dollars for a simple invention... upwards to $20,000 to $50,000 for complex inventions.
I'd say his are very simple. It's worded very simple.
I don't understand. He's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of patents.
We're going to have to look into this guy. There's something here. I can smell it.
He's literally, some of these devices, oh my gosh. Well, what do you think about the patent system?
The patent system?
Yeah, what do you think about it? Tell me.
I guess I just don't know enough about it. I mean, it's important to patent your ideas and your thoughts so people don't take them from you. But I think, obviously, there's stuff hidden in the patents that They're using to control us, control society, control the weather. It's there. It's there in the patents. People have talked about it. They're projecting it out there. And what they project out there is what they want in reality. And that's the most thing that what you project is reality. It's real. But we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Raise quail. Source your own fresh water. You know, find your own piece of land and a homestead. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Take care of your family. Take care of your friends, your neighbors, your community. That's all you got. You got to take care of that stuff. Take care of yourself. Seek the truth. That's the only thing that really matters. It's the truth. Once you seek it, you'll become aware of the inner workings of the world around you. God is real. Believe. Change the world. Speak the truth. Expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Flavors of the Forest is the best garlic product on the market. If you don't have it yet, I implore you to try it. It is the best product garlic has ever seen. Free from their control. We know the truth. We won't be sold.
This holiday season, recharge with the Planet Fitness Black Card for just $1 down and $24.99 a month. So instead of fighting a stranger in the mall over a stuffed T-Rex, bring a friend for free and work out on the TRX. Instead of freezing in line for a lame holiday deal, relax in the Black Card Spa with some hydro massage feels. Instead of being trapped at your in-laws, honey, escape to any of our 2,600 Planet Fitness locations. Sign up today for the Planet Fitness Black Card. Just $1 down and $24.99 a month. Deal ends Friday, December 6th. See club for details.